Today, our guest is Ms. Therese DeRoe, Director of Sustainability for the City of South Bend. Therese, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
So, Therese, as the Director of Sustainability, what are South Bend's opportunities to reduce greenhouse gas?
Well, we weren't actually sure what the opportunities were going to be, so we measured our community's greenhouse gas emissions, and we talked to several community groups to form our climate action plan. We did an inventory of our emission sources, and we found out that transportation was about a third of our community's emissions, and then energy use in buildings and industry contributed about two-thirds of the total. So we knew that energy and transportation had to be our areas of focus.
So what are some potential strategies for tackling transportation emissions?
Well, the opportunities fall basically into two themes, which are kind of common sense if you think about it. Either use less, or if you can't use less, use better. Mm-hmm. So for transportation, we start with reducing driving overall, and then we look to alternative fuels. That could include encouraging biking and walking with more bike lanes and trails, expanding public transportation and making it as easy and convenient as possible, encouraging alternative fuel vehicles such as electric vehicles. And then in South Bend, it's important to look at distribution, which is a major industry here. So improving the efficiency of the trucking industry.
I see.
Really specific to South Bend would have a lot of impact.
Wonderful.
And then on the energy side, again, using less, focusing on efficiency, or using better, investing in renewable energy. So some of the strategies that we're looking at on the energy side are incentives for residents and business owners to make their homes or facilities more energy efficient or to add renewable energy to their properties. Workforce development so that we have folks skilled in designing and installing these technologies here in South Bend. Looking at our building and zoning codes and our city processes to make sure we're encouraging sustainable development. And then also working with, collaborating with partners all over the state, and that includes the state of Indiana and our energy utilities. It also includes other organizations like South Shore Clean Cities and other nonprofits, academic organizations, and other communities. So the collaboration, especially in Indiana, is really powerful and important, I believe.
So exciting. I mean, there's a lot of things that you guys are working on with the city of South Bend. So what are some potential strategies for curbing energy-related emissions?
Yeah, so we can, on the energy side, definitely look to increase our energy efficiency and then also to invest in renewable energy. So we can provide incentives to help residents and business owners make their homes and facilities more energy efficient or add renewable energy to their properties, help develop a local workforce that's skilled in designing and installing energy efficient equipment and also renewable generation. Use our building and zoning codes and our city processes to encourage more sustainable development. And then partnerships with across the state with our energy utilities and with other communities and organizations.
So how can our listeners register for the Sustainable Solutions virtual seminar coming up?
I'm glad you brought up the seminar. The Office of Sustainability and our regional partners, we're doing a lot of work in the community, but we also want to work with businesses to help them understand their own opportunities to address climate change. So this virtual event that's coming up in October really is geared towards the business sector or any sector that has operations that they want to reduce the impact of their operations. So the Sustainable Solutions Seminar on the afternoon of October 27th can be registered for online at the South Shore Clean Cities events webpage.
And so how can our listeners learn more about all of the new sustainable alternatives taking place in the city of South Bend?
Well, I definitely encourage your listeners to check out our Climate Action Plan, which is hosted on the city's website. It's southbendin.gov/climateaction.
Just so excited about all the great work that you're doing within the city of South Bend and just being a great resource for other partnerships here in our state of Indiana. So congratulations on all this great work that you're doing.
Thanks. I love the collaboration, and it's so fun to see this momentum building all across Indiana.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Therese DeRoe, Director of Sustainability for the City of South Bend. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.